I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Three, two, one, welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. And I have the next LA startup spotlight coming at you. I'm so stoked on this one. We have Rima in the office, an incredible female founder. She's going to tell you all about her amazing video production company focused on tech and startups, how she worked with Polaroid, and what she has going on. She's raised money, she's done all this cool shit, and she's an amazing, 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 amazing human.
Aw, yay! Thanks for having me. I loved that energy and that introduction was killer.
Aw, thanks.
So excited to be
here. I think Matt's going to have to bleep out the... Sorry, Matt.
I feel like our behind the scenes are as fun, so, you know.
So, hello.
Hi.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
So, my name is Rima. I am the co-founder and head of business development at Luminous Studios, a short-form video production company for startups, mainly in tech, lifestyle, and fashion. Yeah, that's what I do.
Rad. And how many people are on your team?
So we're about a team of seven. We're based in New York and Los Angeles. So my co-founder is based in New York. I'm out here in LA. And we just love finding and working with cool new companies to help them leverage their video marketing.
And when were you founded?
We were founded about 18 months ago, almost two years. So yeah, fairly young.
And what inspired Luminous to exist? And do you call it Luminous or do you call it Luminous Studios?
In conversation, I say Luminous, but it is Luminous Studios. So maybe I should really work on my own branding here.
By the way, people who want to cyber stalk you as they're listening right now, where can they find
you? Please stalk me. It's Luminous Studios with one S on all the social media handles. And I'm at Rima on all the social media handles.
Perfect. So. And that's R-E-E-M-A.
Yes. Yeah. Two E's.
So what inspired Luminous Studios?
So Luminous came out of... So my background was in entertainment, and I'm a film producer, feature film producer. And I went to grad school, and I studied media and communications. It was at a time when you sort of saw this merger of entertainment, media, and tech happening. And I was understanding and seeing how the market was shifting so much and how distribution was shifting so much and how the digital screen was becoming so important, or the second screen, as we call it. So it was sort of inspired by this idea of just sort of filling this gap and being able to make content that's a little more approachable, both in budget and timeline and resources, for companies where they could really take advantage of these tools to market and scale themselves. And as a producer and or just an entrepreneur or a professional, my sort of passion is telling really, really good stories. And when I was making films, it was just like it took a really long time to tell one good story. But when I'm working with startups, I get to tell more stories faster. And I love that.
And you've worked with some incredible clients, like I mentioned Polaroid mm-hmm. before. Who are some of the people you've worked with, and what were some of the creative visions you executed on?
Yeah, for sure. So Polaroid was a cool one because they came to us when they were trying to do a rebrand and they launched some of their newer products, so their young products for millennials, so their Snap camera, their Cube camera, which is like a GoPro, so a lot of their stuff. And our sort of intention as storytellers is to capture the why of a product, a service, a company, a brand, and then explain what it does or how it works. So we're really bringing that cinematic style of storytelling, but to the second screen. So with Polaroid, you know, we focused a lot on their concept of bringing back sort of physical photography and trying to get people away from their phones all the time, but to print real pictures and share those pictures. So that was like a big part of it. And we've worked with other companies along the same lines. You know, we've done, we do a lot of testimonial videos for startups where they're trying to just kind of get an organic feel of how their product is serving a market. So we work with Splacer, which is kind of the Airbnb for events. So it's a really cool company where you can just kind of book spots on Splacer.com for a fashion show, for a cocktail party, for a bridal shower, for anything. So we do similar work for them where it was the same idea, was to kind of uncover undiscovered places. So you'll see like an old boxing rink that's been recreated as a venue that you can rent. So we would tell those stories of how that boxing rink came to be and what used to happen there 20, 30 years ago. So just capturing kind of the feel and, you know, the impetus of these ideas in video. And then, of course, leading into why a product works or how it works.
And when did you come to LA? Are you from LA?
No, I'm not from LA. So I'm born and brought up in suburban Chicago. And then I moved to New York for undergrads. I went to NYU. I was there for a few years, and I worked after college. And then I did my master's in London for a year, and then I moved to LA 3 years ago to go to SC for another master's. So I've been here for about 3 years.
That's incredible. And how has LA helped accelerate the growth of your company?
Oh, it's been amazing. I mean, it was funny when I first moved here, I never really thought I would stay back for very long. And then after grad school was over, I just noticed so many amazing things happening here. I mean, with Silicon Beach growing, I was meeting a lot of founders and creators that were working on really, really interesting, compelling, disruptive products. And that's opened up. I mean, that's really how I got opened up to the tech world. And that's like how we decided to go forward with Luminous, is because we saw all of these really, really cool things happening. And a lot of it was like active. And when I say that, I mean, like people were doing things, you know, it wasn't just conversations or thoughts or discussions. Like people were going out and doing a lot of disruptive things, which was awesome.
If you had one ask of the community, because like thousands of people listen to the podcast, what would that ask be? Something to support you in your success?
I would love for you to watch some of our content, like maybe pick 3 videos and just tell me what you like or don't like and be as critical as you'd like about it.
And what URL should they go to?
It's luminousstudios1s.com/portfolio. Or if you go to the homepage, it'll just point you in that same direction.
And then how could they get the feedback to you?
You can, my email, rema@luminousstudioswith1s.com. Or even if you fill out the contact page, I get all that. So
awesome. Awesome. Yes. One, it's been amazing knowing you, and it's so rad to have you on the We Are LA Tech podcast. And I'm telling you, like watching your Polaroid video the other day, like she already knows this. I've told her a bunch, so I'm really telling it for you guys. Like I was watching her Polaroid video the other day because she met with a friend of mine, and I actually hadn't seen her portfolio stuff recently. And I was watching and I was like, whoa, it's like she didn't just say, you know, here's a camera, buy it. She told the story behind the camera and how this could impact not only your life, but your community's life. And I was like, wow, that inspires me to utilize technology in a different way. That particular weekend, I had randomly bought a bouquet of flowers at the farmer's market, and I met a stranger and I ended up giving it to the stranger just because, like, I don't know, like I wanted to do something nice in the world. Like it was in the moment kind of thing. But that's not something, like, in general you really think of, like, a scaling. It's not like – at least I wouldn't go out and buy, like, a ton of flowers and give them to everybody. But it was really cool how she presented the Polaroid snap camera, where I could take out this camera on any day and it won't – like, it will cost me very little, right, just the film. I could, like, just do something special for someone just randomly. And it was really cool to have that kind of movement. It's so accessible to me. And I wouldn't have thought of using the camera in that way unless she had told that story in the video that she created for Polaroid. So I thought that was really cool.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I love hearing that. And it's so amazing when, you know, when people get it and that's the takeaway that they take from one of our pieces. So that's incredible.
Yeah,
thank
it made
you.
It
thank
more
you.
Than a product.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Made it a movement.
Ooh, I love that. Awesome.
Well, thank
Share
you for
fun.
Being on the show.
Thanks for having me. This was awesome. 100%. We Are LA Tech is amazing. One of the best resources for a startup, whether you're a founder or freelancer or anything in between. So
thank you so much.
I love
much.
Being part of it.
If you guys want to connect into the community a bit deeper, definitely go ahead and check out the Experience Club. Rima is a part of the Experience Club. We do 8 to 10 offline activities a month, like horseback riding, clay pigeon shooting. Tonight we're
escape
doing
room.
An out escape rooms. Awesome. It's crazy. Just go to wearelatech.com/club. And if you want to connect with over 800 other entrepreneurs online, founders, investors, engineers, awesome people in the LA tech community, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. It's a private chat group. wearelatech.com/VIP. I will see you guys, hear you guys, talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.